Welcome to Ding Talk, my first attempt at a podcast. Guess I'm late to the party, but mine's going to be a little different. It's going to be a mixture of hockey, baseball, sports betting, wrestling, maybe music. We'll have some good guests lined up. I haven't talked to them yet, but I'm sure they'll help me because I've been on their podcasts and I'm their friend. So we'll see how that goes. Anyway, this is the first. It's more like podcast A. I won't count it as podcast one because this is more practice of how things work. I'm pretty challenged electronically, so I have my wonderful assistant, Valerie, helping me by pushing buttons and telling me what I'm doing wrong. Here we go. We're going to talk about Mattress Mack first and the $2 million bet on the Kentucky Derby favorite he made, which is one of the most misunderstood things on Twitter because people think he just bet $2 million on the Kentucky Derby favorite to create publicity for himself and blew $2 million. That's not what happened. So you're buying a mattress in Texas and wherever Mattress Mack mattresses are sold. It's pretty clear you want a good chance of getting that mattress for free. So as opposed to buying one that might be slightly cheaper, you buy from him knowing that if the Derby favorite wins or if the most likely team wins the World Series or the Super Bowl, you're going to get your money back fully. He's going to give you that mattress for free. Why not? Why would you buy anywhere else? So we're going to guess he makes, with markup, maybe $7 million a year on everybody buying their mattresses from him and not from another place. So he's got a $7 million profit, but he's risking the whole $7 million in this case if the Derby winner is the favorite. And he caught a break here because the Derby winner is going off at 5-2. So a $2 million bet would make him win $5 million. But he'd have to return the $7 million or so from his mattress sale. So now he's got what we call a hedge. The Kentucky Derby favorite wins. He makes $5 million, gives back the $7 million in profit that he made, and he still makes $5 million. So the money, and everybody's thrilled, and all the people next year who need a mattress will go, oh my God, if we bought this last year, we would have got it for free. Let's buy it this year, and we'll see what the promotion will be. Maybe we'll get it for free. He's on TV, everybody likes him, and people say how nice he is. My friends make this bet for him, Frank B., who I hope will be on the podcast, Anthony Curtis, who might be on the podcast as well. Frank, I'm pretty close to Frank. He's just a good dude. He will drive a million miles to get the best of it. And he is great at getting the best of it. And he has some good stories about how he got the best of it in the past, winning cars and houses and all sorts of promotions. Really good guy, too. So some people might not like the fact that he's hustling the best of it and working hard to get it, but it's perfectly okay by me. Because he's taking advantage of the people who don't know how to do what he does. But not anything like cheating or anything. He's a good guy. And I'm babbling on, so let's move on to Mattress Mack. So now he's got this promotion that everybody loves, so anytime you need a mattress, you will be buying from him. You probably get some people who don't even need a mattress, who just want to have a free chance of getting something. So he's now going to increase the bottom line, and we'll probably have to hedge a little less to make a profit either way. So he's a genius, is what I'm saying. He's a great businessman, and I'm wondering if other people with cars or things like that will start making some kickback deals if something happens in the sports world. We're going to pass on anything else with Mattress Mack except trying to make the people who go, he could have given that $2 million to feed the homeless. That doesn't really get him to the position he got by making the promotion in the first place. So I tip my hat for Mattress Mack for thinking in big numbers like this and getting it done. And getting it done very professionally, where by hiring or using two people to place the bets for him, he puts himself in the best situation to get a rebate, to bet the World Series within the first, second, and third series that Houston had to win. With the Super Bowl, he's just shopping the best price and making deals with legitimate casinos to put him on at a little bit better price than anybody else gets. So there we go. That's the end of Mattress Mac, and now we're going to move to hockey. Sorry, I'm babbling away. It's very hard to do this when you talk to yourself. It's a lot easier when you have a guest. So I made some hockey lines for the playoffs last night. And these are man-to-man bets. So if I think the line should be minus 10 either way, my suggested line is even. So whoever bets, if you like Team A, you get even. And if you find somebody who likes Team B, you make the bet with him and reduce the VIG. It's called trading. So here are my lines. Excuse me from the paper, and that's going to rattle for a second. Carolina, Nashville. Carolina, one of the best teams in hockey, have been pretty steady all year. Nashville, super hot. Probably one of the worst teams in the first third of the season. Turned to Saros as their goalie. Got some chemistry and made a great run and kind of snuck into the playoffs, beating Dallas, who most people figured was the fourth team in that division, but that's not the case. Anyway, it's a daunting task for Nashville. I made Carolina 235. I think I would lay it before I would take that, but that's the number I think we're going to see. The second series is Tampa, Florida. There's teams going in the wrong direction and one team going in the right direction. Florida's playing really, really good and under the radar. The problem with Florida is their goalie is probably going to be the wrong choice, and I think they'll start Bobrovsky. I would go with Dredger. Maybe they'll do that, but I doubt it. Tampa is the established team that was the big favorite to win this year. They've been playing badly lately, and I know they've been playing badly, especially when Vasilevsky doesn't start, but they've been playing pretty badly when he starts. So I made two lines, which is what I expect the line to be. It's not my opinion of what the line should be. It's more what I expect the line to be. If Tampa finishes second, I think they'll be $1.30, which means I think they'll be 40-20 when the 20-cent line comes out. And if Florida finishes second, I make it even. So I think Tampa might still come out a little bit of a favorite. So I am pretty much committed to being on Florida unless the line really surprises me. Move to the east. Pittsburgh plays the Islanders. Pittsburgh's better than the Islanders, but Pittsburgh has a lot of holes. They didn't do that well in the Buffalo series they just played. They rely on scoring. They have some good scorers. The defense isn't that friendly. They're better than the Islanders in a lot of ways, but the Islanders have the better goalie. The Islanders have the better coach. The Islanders have more of a playoff style. That said, I made Pittsburgh $1.55, so I'm expecting the line to be $65.45. That price would stump me. I don't have a lean there either way if that is what the price is. Washington-Boston, we're going to assume Washington finishes second, which is almost guaranteed. In fact, I think it is guaranteed. There is a chance that Boston could somehow finish behind the Islanders, but that's maybe a 1-in-7 chance. I don't think that's going to happen. Anyway, I made Washington-Boston even, with Washington having home ice, because I think Boston's better. I hope that that would be another big bet for me if that is the line. I think Boston should be favored. I think Boston's going to get out of the East. They're a much more rounded team where they're good at everything. Great, with great first line. Just incredible first line. Bergeron wins every faceoff. They have the best goalie of the four, I think. They're my pick to get out of the East. Let's move to the North because that's the strange one. It looks like Toronto's a dominant team, and they are, because I think everybody else in the North is pretty bad, including Edmonton. So Toronto gets to play Montreal. Could possibly play Winnipeg. I think they're interchangeable. They're both terrible. And they're both playing terrible, too. So Winnipeg especially has hit rock bottom right now. So we'll make Toronto-Montreal 230. which is a good time to go to the dentist. Tooth hurty. Yeah, thanks. And I think that might become a little higher, but there's a lot of VIG involved around there, so it'll probably be 250, 210. That makes sense to me. Toronto is a team I don't particularly like, but they kind of lay over the two bad teams in this division, and they should get through to Edmonton, who I made $1.80 against Winnipeg, because basically Edmonton is a one-trick pony, and that's their power play. They have the two best players. I don't hate Mike Smith, but I do like Hellebuck. So the goalie edge goes to Winnipeg. Winnipeg can stay out of the penalty box, which is a big if. They could win this series for sure, even though they're terrible. I don't like the North. I think whoever gets out of the North, which would probably be Toronto, is going to be challenged by any of the other teams. I'm not quite sure. I should have looked, and I didn't. I'm sorry. To see who goes where. I think the North plays the West, which would be horrible for Toronto to get Colorado or the Devils. Or the Vegas Golden Knights, which is a very interesting series. Very good game coming up tomorrow. And there's a trick betting this game because Colorado has to win in regulation. Vegas has to get a point, and then they'll clinch first. Colorado, if they win in regulation, has one more game left that if they win, they get first. So it looks like to me that both teams will be pulling their goalie early, who's ever in the situation. Colorado's going to have to pull their goalie if they're tied, because a tie is like a loss to them. So I would be looking a bet over tomorrow in that Colorado-Vegas game. And here we go for the lines, and then I'm going to call this a day because my allergies are killing me, and you can probably hear me breathing. I'm sure you don't like that. Vegas playing St. Louis. St. Louis kind of fell into fourth place. They're the most distant team from the other three in the playoffs. Everybody is more likely to win than they are to get out of the division. I made Vegas 280, and I'm thinking of maybe I'm making this too cheap, but 280 to win the series. So you'll get like 310, 250. So man-to-man would be 280. I don't think I can fathom taking St. Louis at that price because they're just not as good. It's not as good as anything. Goalies are, well, Fleury's been really good. Goalies are close, but everything else is a big layover for Vegas. Colorado, Minnesota's the last one. Minnesota's a tricky team for me. They're third best, but record-wise, they're very close to the other two teams, and they do well against Vegas. They don't do as well against Colorado, and that's who I'm assuming they're going to be playing, although that could change. I have Colorado a little better than Vegas if this doesn't work out the way it looks like it will. Colorado, to me, is 2-1 against Minnesota. That means the line will be 220, $1.80, in my opinion. Colorado, after the COVID thing, the COVID hit them hard, and they didn't come back as good as the Colorado that went into it before they got COVID. I think they were going to be a cakewalk to finish first. It looks like they're going to finish second, but there's like a 25% chance that they will not finish second by winning both the last games. And that's it. Second rounds, I'm not going to be picking until I see injuries and, you know, how this first round's developed. But my bets for sure are going to be Boston and Florida. That's what I'm looking forward to betting in the playoffs. I'll probably be betting more game by game than series unless I can get a price much better than I expect. And that's it for the podcast trial. Fortunately, I'll have guests and I won't have to do it like this again. Thanks for listening. Till next time, we'll see you then.